Over the hills and far away, at the break of dawn, there's a place you can always stay with blind hog and acorn.
Welcome to Blind Hog and Acorn. I'm Mary Jane, the acorn.
I guess I'm the blind hog, the blind one.
Well, give me a cheers here on my Christmas, almost Christmas Eve beer.
Almost.
We've been busy little taters today.
I guess we have.
Yes.
At least you have. I've just been fumbling around.
Well, I almost thought about getting up at 4 o'clock this morning.
What good would that have done?
I don't know. I just would have gotten an extra hour start on the day. So,
stand in place?
I guess. But, baked a couple loaves of bread. And
did you do that one of the first things?
First things, yeah. And when the bread was done, then I baked the little bit of ham that we'll have on Christmas Eve dinner, along with the roast goose. And I made the gravy, and last night I made the cranberry sauce, and I chopped up all the root vegetables that I'm going to have for our roasted vegetable thing. They're not really all root vegetables. There's some cauliflower in there. Cauliflower, carrots, sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and oignon. Yeah. And then mashed potatoes for them who wants it. And
you've got some dressing too, right?
Do you want dressing?
Hell yes, I want dressing. Right. I thought you had some.
I do. I just thought...
All you gotta do is warm it up. Right?
I know. I just thought, well, maybe we'll save that for turkey, but I can... I've got two sections of dressing that
you,
I can...
You can put one section
I'll
out
put then. One section out. I'll do that when
right.
I'm done.
I gotta have something.
Oh. How you suffer. How you suffer. Well, you did start taking antibiotics for your sinus thing.
Yeah, for my cold, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be a little better. Hell, I
it is.
Know.
I mean, you had a bunch of crud you need to get out
I'm
of your lungs.
I'm still coughing that junk up.
Yeah.
And I, you know,
but your nose snots have recovered.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Well, you're not still blowing that thick green stuff,
I'm just
are you?
Coughing it out.
It's coming. It working its way.
Yeah, I guess. It must be down in my toes or something. I don't know. Then we got out there.
We
did those electric lights.
We were electricians
well,
today.
Well, you were more than I was. I did a little bit.
But I've been wanting, it's one of those piddly honeydew farm chores.
Yeah,
I guess. Down there at the old pig barn, it has 1, 2, 3 lights down the center walkway. But I knew we had one kind of like, you know, safety outdoor fixture.
Did we get those in when we were up in Boone or in
I think
Virginia?
We got them in Virginia.
And I know they were on sale. We didn't pay that
no,
much for
them. I think we got them in Virginia and we were going to put them on the outside of the chicken barns.
Well,
I
wasn't sure of even putting them right outside the doors, but they're just,
but,
you know.
Yeah. But anyway, we used one of them back when we had the chicken tractor.
Yep. It's still laying out
there.
It's
still out there. But I knew we had one more, and you said, no, there's two. And it's like,
Let's put the new ones up.
So let's put one at the door of the pig barn, and the other one is in the protected alcove, what I call the turkey pen, but it's where alpha breeding pair of geese live, and it's where... Currently, we're putting
all the geese. Yeah, they're in there most of the year.
And, you know, sometimes if we're late getting them in, a flashlight just totally freaks them out. And I'm thinking that if we turn the light on and shine the light inside their pen...
That's where it'll be.
That'll be.
We'll find out.
So, it was just a matter of drilling some holes through that oak board... And you taking apart an electrical box, adding some wire to it, And Bob's your uncle.
I guess. We got it.
Yes. Yeah. Came in, you got to watch a little bit of soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went out with the leaf blower and did two batteries worth.
That was after we ran the goats through.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, because we've got 8 dolings that we're keeping, and in order to register them, I have to know who their daddy is, which means we got to pull tail hairs and send them off to UC Davis in California. And they'll do a DNA test and tell me which of the two bucks is the dad.
Mm.
And then I can get them registered. And I have to register them as 50% because when they have kids that are 75%, I have to have a genetic trail. I just can't wait until they're 99.5% and say, okay, I'm ready to register them now. It's like, no, it don't work that way. They can't take DNA from a goat and tell you, like, kind of like Sam. It's 85% this, 25% that. No. They can't do that with goats. So you have to do DNA markers from the sires and from the dams. And right now, it's just the dams. I mean, the sire. You have to know who the daddy is in order to register the kid. And from then on, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just a way for people to take money out of my pocket.
That's right. They're trying to do that constantly.
Well, we did sell some goats this week.
That's good. That kind of offset that
woo-hoo,
other.
Woo-hoo-hoo. That was nice. She took 11 dolings, and we gave her Old Fawn.
Now listen, Old Fawn's perfect, because those little goats follow her around just like...
It was so funny.
Their own mother.
They all loaded up in the trailer. I don't think we've ever had... I mean, it was just like... Woof, woof, woof. Well, other than when we would load up the bull... Sometimes a bull was very excited to go in the trailer and had no problem with that. But these little goats loaded up and, you know, we didn't have to drive that far. We would have gotten there an hour earlier had we not had a little morning excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like the day that the cows we were driving up north of Kansas City, when they were scooting around in the trailer and kicked the truck out of gear. And the truck went down the driveway and turned left and went down the side of the hill and
hit
the tree.
Tried to flip that tree. Yeah.
That was a mess. No.
This one just picked... I swear I picked that nail up right there in that burn pile. I got to go out there with a magnet.
I kind of had a fear of that. But.
Well, I may have to take the tractor out there and scoop that up a little bit more because it's just a little tight end right in there when you try to pull around. You know.
Well, anyway, we got the goats loaded up and you went up to the house to get your billfold and I was walking around the trailer and I saw a flat tire. And
by the time I got back, it was even getting flatter too.
It was that flat.
Yeah.
It was pure T flat. So I'm a professional tire changer.
You are.
So I got the tire iron, but I couldn't get the tire iron on the lug nut because of the center caps.
Yeah, that cover.
And we've never had a flat tire on the trailer. Ever. That one time we blew a tire, that was on the truck.
I thought we did one on the trailer over there at almost...
At the top of the hill.
West Plains. Where's that little old place we dropped those cows on? We dropped those cows off of those people back at Drury. Is that the name of
it? Dora?
Dora. Didn't we have a flat tire?
Yes, but we fixed it there. I think we patched it there. Mm. We had the patching kit in the 350.
I swear, I thought we just... Well, I may have.
Well, yes, we did have a flat tire there when we delivered those cows to the people in Dora. But it was right there in their driveway, and they pumped the tire up, and I believe we patched it right there and then. But
I know we're trying to find tools and stuff.
But I'm looking at the thing, and it's like it's got this cap over the hub, and I can see little notches around it, and it had some, like, dents on it, and it's like, knock it this way, knock it that way. No, it's not coming
it'll
off.
It'll come right off, you know, we kept saying. It'll just pop
it'll
right
just
off.
It'll just pop right off, and it's like, uh-uh.
It will after you take the tire off, wheel off.
And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. I remember when we had Fred up, and he repacked all the bearings for us, and I remember, I don't remember watching, because you guys were doing that, and I just come up there, but I told Fred, now don't over-tighten those lugs, because I've got to be the one to get it, get them off, and then I realized, well, if I told him that, that means we've got to take the tires off in order to get those caps off.
The wheels, yeah.
So you brought down, you had already your extended socket things, and those took it right off. So got the wheel off, and then sure enough, poom, that center cap knocked right out.
Hmm.
And it's well, like, beat you that thing stupid up, thing. So we dropped the tire off up at Randy's.
When we were out in the boondocks out of Seymour.
I know.
It was farther than I thought it was going to be, but we, you know, it was easier than, well, especially she said her truck had two flats on it. Well, that would have been trying to get her out here before Christmas would have been thing, so it wasn't any problem.
So we drove the goats up to Seymour, found her farm, unloaded them, and all of the little dolings clustered behind Fawn, who was on point. She was guard.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel, the person who was buying them, just thought that was so funny. And she had two other big old nannies. And she also had a couple Anatolians. And the dogs were just so excited. Oh, new friends! And Fawns are,
No,
we don't do dogs. And so she was, you know, being very looking big and mighty, and the dogs finally gave up, and they're, you know, on their bellies, rolling over, being very submissive. Oh, see, we're not going to hurt you. But I think Rachel was very impressed with old Fawn.
Listen, Fawn's good. Those little girls just follow her around everywhere.
Yep.
Which is, that's good, rather than them kind of all going out on their own. You know?
So she was a good babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Told, you know, Fawn had twins this spring, but her udder gave out after a couple weeks, and then I had two bottle babies, and I was like, you know, Fawn, no more. And Fawn looks great right now. I mean,
yeah.
She got condition on her.
She hasn't been, don't need to be bred anymore. She's too old.
Well, she's 12. She's going to be 13 in July.
Hmm. She's probably as old as I am.
So we sold goats, we did barn electric, then I went up with the leaf blower and did two batteries worth of blowing.
You blow that stuff off the walls then?
No, I was doing the floors.
Mm.
And I got coated with manure dust, so I was walking around like pig pen, you know, shaking little dust clouds, so I just had to go take a shower. So I'm all clean right now.
Yep. That just takes care of today and yesterday.
I know.
Thursday.
Thursday
we took the goats running. Busy. And it rained yesterday some.
Yeah, it did.
Off and on. The night before and that. So we got, almost a little over a half inch.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot for here. Why have you been getting it lately?
But it was like 60-some degrees today.
Hmm. Wasn't bad out there.
No,
really.
No. I had gone out in a hoodie, and boy, that sweatshirt came off. Pleh.
Well, I had the jacket on, but I had it open and loose, and it was not bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went ahead and separated the $2 from the 22.
That's good, because one of them just damn near knocked me
down. Yeah, the big boy.
Got me from behind there and knocked me down.
Squeezed you into the gate. He did that to me the other day when we were going through there. Then you got pinned. So, Anyway, they've been together since October 6th. And
yeah,
that should
time
be
to get them out
plenty
of,
time,
yeah.
So.
Maybe they'll
enough of
calm
that.
Down a little yeah. bit. Yeah, they're kind of jealous around the girls or something.
Well, the two of them went out there and started grazing immediately. I mean, they've got some good grass out there in their field.
Yeah, nobody's been in there for a while.
No. So they're going to do that. And let's see what else. We went to town on Monday and did our errands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to... Tuesday.
We went to Ava one day.
Yeah.
You remember, was that Tuesday or Wednesday?
I think it was Wednesday. That Wednesday when we got your prescription.
Yeah.
So. No, we're good. We're good. But the yard looks good. I did a little more work on the goose pens.
Yeah, you did kind of open them so you can get in there to them a little easier.
Yeah. And I think I talked about this last week, how it will be my plan to let each pair, twice a week, they can get out and run around the yard. But I had to make a little alleyway to funnel them back in to their pen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I got that rerouted. And, well, you've been going out in the morning.
I went out there in the morning and checked the... I checked the rain 2 days.
Yeah, so you
let the gooses out.
So you got to see my
it's
my little.
I watched that ditch too, so I'm better today.
Yeah, good. Yeah, there's a little ankle twister ditch out there that I had to dig last year when we were having a flood, and the rain went into the nest boxes, and
mm-hmm.
it was like, ugh.
Yeah, we took care of that this year. We got those.
Yep, got the nest boxes up on the pallets you cut. And so, all we have to do is bring some hay down from the tractor barn.
To put in them?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and...
do they need to be screwed down, or are they okay?
Oh, they're fine.
Well,
they don't need to be screwed down, no. No. Just need to put some hay in there with them, and then get their water buckets. And I've got their pools and their feed pans out there, so... It's all coming together. So, that's good. Starting to get seed catalogs. It's that time.
Yeah, I've noticed they're laying around.
Yes, everywhere.
Don't buy any seeds now.
Actually, I just need a couple. And, you know, Allison did give us that gift certificate to Baker Creek.
Mm-hmm.
So, that'll be good. Well, anyway, got Christmas coming.
Yep.
Kiddos will be over tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
We'll have our goose, our tasty goose.
Mm-hmm.
Watch some football.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't think they're into football much.
No.
Of course, they can lay in here and watch the other TV. No?
That's right. We got TVs everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. Well, it's been a year. Next week will be the last podcast of the year.
You gonna be able to talk?
We'll find out. So I think we missed one podcast this year.
So while we were gone?
I think we did one before we left, but then we still missed one while we were gone. But yeah. So I think today is number 50. Hmm. Next week will be 51, and we should have had 52 for the year.
Oh, well. Even the big guys taking a vacation.
I guess. So... Was there anything else you want me to cook for Christmas besides bringing out some dressing?
Dressing and mashed. I guess that'll do.
Okay.
Since you're not going to have a turkey, you're going to have a goose. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, you'll have gravy and mashed potatoes. Mm.
And veggies.
And vegetables.
Lots of veggies.
Lots of vegetables.
That's all right. That's a good way to do it.
It is. It is. So I made cream puffs because I was thinking, I really don't want to make, I don't want to go to the effort of making pie crust, even though pie crust is like one of the stupidest things you can do. And so I thought, I'm going to make cream puffs. So I made all these cream puffs, and chef's recipe said it would make 30, and by golly, it made 30 of them. And they baked up, so they're hollow. I mean, they're hollow. So I thought, well, I'll put mincemeat filling inside of them and have little mincemeat pies. And I thought, oh, but normally with cream puffs, you have patisserie cream, vanilla custard. Mm. And I thought, oh, I'll mix pastry cream with the mincemeat. And so I did. And you and I tried one today with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top. And I kind of had my... I took the tops off the cream puffs and I put a plop of the mincemeat pastry cream in the bottom.
I didn't know it had pastry cream in it.
Yep. And then I put ice cream on top of that, and then I put the top of the cream puff, and it was like a mincemeat cream puff ice cream sandwich.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good. I've got the last round of gingerbread dough, the Marinitos, little piggies, in the fridge. So I'll be able to roll that out and make little piggy cookies, little gingerbreads.
Okay.
And I've got the holiday glog already made. Mm. That's already done. Making the mashed potatoes is the only thing I have to cook.
Tomorrow.
Mm. Everything else is Oh, and then roasting the vegetables. They're marinating right now. They're gonna thinking about themselves. So tomorrow, just have to roast those. And there we go. So that'll be good. And then we'll have leftovers on Monday.
Mm. I'll have leftovers on. Well, I guess we will Monday, won't we?
Yeah, on Christmas Day. I may make a quiche. Well, Lord
that,
knows.
That morning?
We can have quiche that morning. But anyway. And I guess we'll, when we're done with the podcast, I'll go out and put the geese up. The little honkers. You fed the...
Well, you said you put some up
for Hissy Kitty. I put some out for Hissy Kitty, and you did the Tractor Barn cats. Mm-hmm. So, and I saw Cal out there today.
Yeah, she was laying up there, up there on the bank, and the boy's up there chowing down. Mm-hmm. He's getting right chunky.
I know. Mr. Tasty is looking good. But, can't think. Oh, the geese are out there.
I hear them.
Yes. They're chasing probably Junior Constable running around the yard. But I tell you what, after butchering Mr. Meanie Goose, holy cow, it's just like peace and happiness have...
Yeah, they've done just a lot better.
No more. Just that fighting at night when they're all... put in the same pen, that was just killing me.
No, they can't do that.
I felt so bad for Charlie Gander. But we got that taken care of. Alrighty. Well, let me go finish the evening chores.
And I'll take a break. That's all I've done today, pretty much. Well, I did do a little work.
You did. I mean,
I helped a little.
We had to, get all those goats and squeeze... in the loading chute so I could just work my way up and pull tail hairs, hand them to you so you could put them in a zippy with their number. And then one of the little kids needed deworming, so we got her done. So her tail was a little messy, but it was dry. That was from a while ago. Well. So she, it takes a goat 3 minutes to go from healthy to sick, but then it takes them 3 weeks to build themselves back up. So, it's just the way it is. Alrighty. Well, I guess I gotta do a little house cleaning tomorrow morning.
Oh, no. Just a little bit. Well, you gotta do something, darling. You gotta keep you busy.
Never not working.
Never not working.
Never not working. Never not working. Alrighty.
Well, we'll see about Tuesday. That slows you down a little.
Oh, sore low. Alrighty, well, Merry Christmas, everyone. You should all just be here having a big farm party. Wouldn't that be fun? Just everybody just come up.
Yeah, that's all we got on this thing is about 3 or 4 anyway, so we can handle it.
We could. I mean, we just stack people up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just have a big farm party. We'd even have a bonfire. What the hell?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, we would. If you can get over your cough. Alrighty. Y'all take care.
Bye-bye. Take care.